I believe in putting it down.
I believe in doctor's visits.
I believe in being yourself.
I believe in gum.
I believe in getting lost.
I believe in midnight snacks.
I believe in fear.
I believe in ice cream.
I believe in fairies.
I believe in sledding.
I believe in water guns.
I believe in music.
I believe in teammates.
I believe in running.
I believe in wrong turns.
I believe in family.
This, we believe.
Ella Dury is a freshman attending Chatham High School. She has two younger brothers. She plays field hockey, lacrosse, and runs sprinter track. She likes to hang out with her friends on the weekends. In her free time, she enjoys relaxing and watching Netflix.
I thought my world was crumbling to the ground. I found out that my life would be forever changed because my parents were getting divorced. I was not ready for this, considering how timid I was and how I would not express my feelings. Mrs. Cook was my third grade teacher and favorite teacher at the time I was going through this hardship. The way she cared for her students was something that would forever be remembered. The special connection I had with her was unfathomable. She did not just care about the work I did. She cared about my life at home. We would write motivational phrases back and forth. I would get small fuchsia sticky notes or cards that told me that I was the best. My confidence would skyrocket. One sunny morning in room 212, she handed me a small book. I could write down how I was feeling in it. The book had a blue and white cover with holding hands on the front, so I felt like I could trust it. It helped me cope with the divorce. I wrote in the little book, and she would read my responses, so she could write comments back to me. My parents' divorce was one of the most difficult times of my life, but Mrs. Cook made my transition a whole lot easier. She filled the darkness in me with light. Without her, I would not have been able to conquer this mountain in my path. The book and every little note touched my heart. She was a major role model for me, as she would care for others and look out for those who were struggling. Looking back, I have been shaped and become a kinder person because of the moralistic lessons she taught me. I cannot thank Mrs. Cook enough for all she did for me. The bond I had with her is something I still remember and cherish. Think about what your teachers do every day. They wake up every morning to come to school so they can teach you and help you succeed. Every time you need someone, teachers are here waiting for you to express yourself. They will talk to you and console you when you need it the most. The help I received from Mrs. Cook is something I could never have imagined. She was extraordinary, and she stepped up to take me under her wing through this unknown territory. She did not just teach a lesson about math or reading. She taught me how to persevere through difficult times. Learning from her was a greater gift than all she taught me academically. I believe in asking for help when you need it the most. I believe in surrounding yourself with people who love you in difficult times. I believe in teachers.